is going on, everybody? It's Tuesday. Show Me the Money Club live Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, also known as Taco Tuesday. Yes. All right. What's going on, Sergio? How you doing?
Good, good. I'm definitely going to El Pollo Loco to get my two crunchy tacos today for sure.
Oh, nice. Is that the Uber perk? Oh, yeah. That's
a Slurpee.
A free cookie. Free cookie. 7-Eleven. Slurpee. Or Subway, if you were lucky.
I got a free Uber Slurpee to go with it.
You know what's funny? Just the other day, I got, just about 40 minutes ago, I got a thing that says, save 50% on Uber. I'm like, no, thanks.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they jack it up 50% and then they give you the 50%. So
oh, yeah. And it's still more expensive if I go than going and get it myself.
Yeah, so, for sure.
I priced it out so many times. I'm like, come on. Just like give me a little, like even if it was like 20 cents cheaper, maybe, but it's not. It's like $4 more. I'm like, no, pass.
It really is expensive. I mean, I actually did order Uber Eats a couple of days ago because I had some my friends were over. Oh, we're hungry, Dad. I ordered pizza. I mean, holy shit, it was so expensive. And I'm like, God damn, man. Yeah.
Can you ask what Show Me the Money Club Live is? I mean, it's a live Show Me the Money Club. That's the name of it.
Live. There are some new ones here, huh?
Yep. All right. Well, let's get into today's topics. And we got quite a big show for you. So we have Oregon has a driver bill of rights with the help of a couple of viewers of SMTMC. We're also going to be talking about Uber offering free childcare services to attract more drivers, breaking down receipts of cash trips. So that's the Uber cash that we were talking about, paying in cash, what it looks like, what's going on there. Deactivated driver flew to Uber headquarters to get reactivated.
Yep.
That's commitment. That is commitment right there. Yep. Then we're going to be talking about Uber to cut tips on certain customers. That's never a good sign to see. We're going to talk about buying food now on DoorDash and then paying later in installments. I mean, come on, really?
Yeah.
Like motor loans. For all those who watched Yes Man or know that movie, I'm going to be referring to that then. Then we're going to be talking about Lyft announcing launch of AVs in Atlanta. We're also going to be talking about Uber limiting drivers' upfront info due to low acceptance rate. What the hell is going on there? Also, are riders intentionally giving Tesla drivers one star? We're going to be talking about some facts and fakes, super chat shout outs and comments just before our driver's corner, where we're going to be talking about, do you accept everything or are you a cherry picker? What's your strategy and why? Scott, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Scott.
That's a Taco Tuesday right there.
You bet. After YouTube takes what they take, we can both have a couple of tacos.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to our announcements real quick. If you wouldn't mind kindly liking and sharing the show, it will help support the channel as well as the show where we can reach more drivers. So we would appreciate that. Also, if you like our content, if you think about becoming a member and support the channel, you can do that as well. And also, if you speak Spanish or know somebody who does, we have our channel in Spanish. So any video is translated into Spanish with no Godzilla anymore. AI is quite amazing. So go check it out at the Rideshare Guy en Español. And if you want more in-depth content from the Rideshare Guy, make sure you sign up for the free newsletter. There's a lot of great content in there. There's a wrap-up on the weekend, on Sunday, of what was going on, some of the videos, some of the news topics, some different topics that were going out. There's other topics that are always addressed and put into a form of reading, which is always a great thing. Sergio does a few articles there and you sign up for the free newsletter, links in the description. And then of course Behind the Wheel with our drivers, with our driver stories and the host of that, Sergio.
Yes. Yeah, so we've been doing that for a couple of years. I love talking to drivers as usual, but this Behind the Wheel is for the driver. You know, you can come on, say anything you want to say. We don't script it. There's no questions. We have a fireside chat. at your leisure. Last about 25, 30 minutes, whatever you want to get off your chest. Okay. And we'll put it on. You know, it doesn't have to be positive, doesn't have to be negative. It's just your voice getting amplified by, I don't know, sometimes 15,000 people watch it, sometimes 2,000 people watch it. But the point is, you get your voice out. And if you're interested in participating on Behind the Wheel, my email is Sergio@therideshareguy.com. Please email me and I'll get in touch with you. We'll have a quick chat and then I'll send you a Zoom link. We'll hop on and record it. And that's how it works. And I would love nothing more than have drivers lined up for the next 4 or 5 weeks. So, you know what I mean? So email me, search@therideshareguy.com. Get your chance to be.
There's a couple of people in the chat already. I see that should probably reach out to you and, you know, which share one? Their stories.
Which one?
Oh, there's a few in there. I see them all the time. So I think they should hit you up and get on and have a fun conversation about their story and what's going on. So definitely awesome. Awesome little show right there. Yes, that's usually on Thursdays right here on the Rideshare Guy. All right. Like, so
Cheeky Chop should be on. Cheeky Chops, why don't you get on it? Let's see who you are. What's going on?
All right. Well, let's get into our first topic of the day. And that is Oregon now has a driver bill of rights. And that is from two drivers who are in our viewership. Whether they're here or not right now, I don't know. But yeah, this was, you know, something where we talked about the Uber and Lyft playbook, what drivers can do to help their area and their state take it into a legislative action like the state of Washington. And we've had, you know, representatives from Washington on when it came from the union, when it came from drivers, what's going on there, talking about the playbook, what they're doing, how they've gotten where they've gotten. And other drivers have taken up the mantle and, you know, now pushing it towards Oregon.
Yep, for sure. So my hat's off to Craig and specifically Nathaniel, who I have done a Behind the Wheel with, who had an amazing story with a rider. So Nathaniel took the mantle on this one, took the lead. Look, I get unending emails from drivers who are complaining about what they're doing, right? And then when we do talk about these propositions or these types of, you know, laws that are passed in Washington State or in Massachusetts or wherever they are, you know, they say, I want to do this in my city. I'm like, okay, well, this was done by Perseverance, by Nathaniel, who is a, you know, valuable member of the channel. And with a little guidance from me, but most 99% of the work was done by the drivers in Oregon. And they took their playbook from the drivers in Washington State. And with the help of a union, they got the ear of the local city council. And city council now is coming with SB 1166. This is how it's done. This is called grassroots campaigning. Get drivers on board. Because, Chris, a lot of people complain, oh, this, oh, that. And when we ask them, what are you doing, right? They just disappear. It's crickets. Well, not Nathaniel and not Craig. Craig actually drives in Vancouver, Washington, but he lives on the border of Oregon. So he got sick and tired of Oregon drivers coming into Washington and driving there and, you know, oversaturating his marketplace. So he helped and, you know, organized the group in Oregon Drivers Union, and 1166 is born. And it was introduced in committee on Tuesday and sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Casey Jama. Sets per mile and per minute minimum compensation for drivers. And I'm happy to say that those rates are very, very, very similar to Seattle rates, which they are $1.58 a mile and 68 cents a minute for Oregon. Ooh. And pretty much the same playbook, such as unjust deactivation protection and all those things, right? So my hat's off to Nathaniel. If he's here, if you're here, you know, come show your face during our driver's corner. We would love to, you know, chat with you real quick. So Oregon Redshirt Pass, and here it is. Here's Nathaniel right here in the middle with his blonde little top. And right behind him is Craig. And my hat's off to you guys. It took about a year plus work, but drivers came together, and here's the result. So instead of emailing me next time, people, because I get a lot of emails from Texas and from Georgia and from other places, right? How do I do this? How do we do what we're doing in Seattle? Well, this group did not quit. This group put an organization together called Oregon Drivers Union. They're not your typical, you know, union, but they got some help from SEIU and went and got the ear of the city council, local city council, and the bill is born. I am sure Uber is going to vehemently oppose to it, like Zahid Arab, who I met actually at Curbivore a couple of years ago, is the public spokesperson, said when it comes to SB 1166, it's going to kill demand. Same story as they said in Washington State. Okay? And, well, you know, that's what they're going to do, and they're going to fight and tooth and nail because they don't want that. But, again, my hat's off to Nathaniel and Craig, who did a lot of the work. And, you know, hopefully maybe we will do like a behind the wheel with both of them to explain maybe to the people who want to be leaders in their cities to go and do what they did in Washington State, now what they're doing in Oregon. Yeah, my hat's off to them. Congrats, guys.
Yeah, the playbook. And then hopefully the Chicago drivers out there can step it up, because Chicago's kind of been in limbo for the longest time. And, you know, we talked about last week a rideshare union that's not really necessarily in the best interests of drivers or know anything about driving for a rideshare signed a little agreement with Uber. So some shenanigans going on there for sure. But yeah, it's definitely a step in the right direction for drivers who are looking for better pay, you know, better protections, things that we've been talking about that drivers have been complaining about for, you know, a decade now. And more so as the time has gone on, as, you know, rates have been shrinking and drivers have to work more in order to bring home the same amount of pay, but then they have to work even more because things don't cost the same that they used to a few years ago. It's gone up. So you have to work double time on top of it just to bring home, you know, what you need to make. So, it's good to see that they're taking it to heart and they're moving on. But yeah, I think that would be a good little video right there. How they actually learned from what was going on in that area when it came to Washington State and then implemented it into their own. So I think something like that could be really good, especially for those who do want to take up the mantle, who are so sick and tired of what's going on that they're actually forced to do something.
Yeah, for sure. And congrats to the Oregon Drivers Union. And, you know, you got to keep fighting, man. You're fighting against $160, $70 billion corporate behemoth with a lot of tentacles and a lot of, you know, places and a lot of money and a lot of lobbying. But it could be done. So let's do that.
Well, hold on. What happens when Uber wants to give drivers free childcare?
It'd be great.
That's exactly what's happening right now. Uber is offering 20 hours of free childcare in a bid to lure female drivers.
It'll be great.
I think that's great, but unfortunately, it's for the UK.
Well, look, I mean, Uber does these things differently or at different places, but then doesn't mean that they're not going to try it in the U.S. Look, we know only about 20% of drivers are female, about maybe 22%, and I can understand why. So this is to onboard some more female drivers, supposedly, but then this is open to everyone, by the way. It's not just for female drivers in the U.K., and they're offering 20 hours of free childcare, so you can go out and drive, get a taste of what Uber is like on board. And if you like it, continue doing it. And after the 20 hours, you can continue it, but then there you have to pay for it, obviously. And I like it. I think, if they did this in the U.S., I think it'll be I'm pretty sure they will get more female drivers on board. So,
Well, I mean, we were talking before though, but just the childcare alone, the costs when it comes to a family, whether it's one kid or a couple of kids, I mean, it's a lot. So having something like that in the US where they're just going to say, hey, we'll give you 20 hours of free care. That's like a huge bonus on top of it. Hopefully it doesn't come out of the pay. So it means you work for 20 hours and then, you know, you're stuck at zero. Or, you know, it's going to say, hey, we're going to take $20 an hour or something for the 20 hours. And then, you know, you get the difference between that. I hope it's not something like that, but, you know, it's definitely good. And I think that would be awesome for parents who need to make extra money. And it's tough to do that because child costs are so expensive when it comes to childcare. I think this is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there's both sides of the story. So this guy right here, so he's spamming the board. He's been spamming since we started. Anthony, we're going to put the link up towards the end. Why don't you just grab the link and come on and, you know, voice your opinion? Or maybe better yet, why don't you email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com, and then we'll put you on behind the wheel. Let's see what you got to say. But one thing I got to tell Anthony about this is if you're so unhappy doing what you're doing, I think you should delete the app. But, you know, I mean, Uber is clearly, you know, trying to appease to the female drivers, right? And but then here's the point that I think it makes quite a bit of sense. If Uber really wanted to support families, okay, they would pay drivers enough money so that they can afford time off to be with their children. And that's, I'm pretty sure all of our chat will agree with that. Instead of Uber's insultingly low fares, forced drivers. So this is a problem. It seems obviously a problem. Low fares are a problem in the UK as well, not just the US. Instead of Uber's insultingly low fares, forced drivers to spend so long on the road that many cases relationships rupture and families are broken up. Look, this is not, let's not extend this to the ridiculous levels of families are broken up because you're driving Uber. But to a point, yeah, there is a point there. And, you know, so I do. I like it. I think if they did it in the U.S., they probably definitely would attract some more female drivers.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, what about all the single dads out there that, you know,
maybe. This is not for female. Well. I mean, by the way, again, this is not just for female drivers. This is just all Uber drivers in the U.K.
Well, you know what that means is that they're probably facing a little bit of a shortage, or they're facing, you know, that equalization that we were talking about over the last couple of weeks because, yeah, you know, more Surge and Quests are coming in.
Or
they're probably trying to get it where they stack it again in the favor of passengers instead of having an equalized marketplace. Cause that means, we got to pay bonuses out.
Or they're going to introduce what Lyft introduced, you know, female to female, rider to driver. Remember?
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah, I always got to look ahead with Uber, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no,
I think it's out. I mean, on the surface, though, at surface level, that would be great. Hopefully they do bring something like that to the U.S. because I'm sure there's a lot of drivers out there, you know, who could potentially use that. And then, you know, if you're making the money on top of it while you're getting 20 hours of free childcare, go out and work those 20 hours, you get free childcare, and then you're making 20 hours more worth of income. So, you know, if you're doing $20-$25 an hour, you know, you can extrapolate that over 20 hours, which can be, you know, a couple of bills or some extra food or whatever it might be per week. So yeah, sure. It's definitely a thing in the right direction. Let's see if it goes anywhere though.
Yeah. Well, we have an audience in the UK. They'll let me know. I'm pretty sure we have a pretty decent audience in the UK actually. So I'll contact them and see if they took it up. If they took Uber's offer up, we'll see what happens.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about cash trips, what they're going to be looking like when it comes to the receipt, and what you can expect if you decide to opt into cash trips, and go from there.
So the first thing with this is there is an email that that belongs to these screenshots. I mean, these drivers, these drivers are amazing, bro. I'm telling you, our audience, I don't know. I mean, without them, we don't have anything. So we talked about cash trips. You put an amazing video, 100,000 views, whatever it was. Unequivocally against cash trips, the comments with 500-600 comments, whatever it was, right? Okay, but that's not the point. The point is, this driver says, I received this ping. She got in my car and he wasn't paying attention. He accepted it because it was a 7.38 mile 13 minute trip for $9. That comes to like $40 an hour, right? Active hour. He goes, I took it, right? And then we finished the trip. She handed me $25 in cash. I'm going like, what do you mean cash, lady? She goes, that's what Uber said. Give you $25 in cash. And then he took the cash, right? So now he says, how do I turn this thing off? I didn't even know I turned it on. So I explained it to him that there is a toggle switch on the preferences to tab that you can go and toggle it off, like for teen, Uber teen as well. But he goes, I had done that already. Remember what we talked about on the subject? That magically,
in the video that I made,
toggled on magically.
Kind of pay attention because it magically switches.
Magically switches to accepting cash chips, people. So do me a favor, people. Before you start driving, just go to your preferences tab, click that three bars on the lower left. Make sure it's turned off if you don't want to do it. If you want to do it, knock yourself out. So I said, well, how did the trip end? Send me a receipt. Let me see what's going on. So he sent this. So this is the trip. Do you see what's happening here? The fare and the promotion that he had totaled to $9.30. The payout, $21.03, was what they charged the rider. Okay. So, but do you see, so on the second screenshot, people, do you guys see 11 minus 11.73, Chris? Do you see that one? Well, this is now, she handed him a 25, you know, 20, a 20 and a 5. And I guess the $3 was the tip in there because her trip was 21.03. And now he collected the service fee, which is $11.73 for Uber from her. And on the ongoing trips that he does on app instead of cash, that 11.73 will be taken out from his pay.
Yeah.
That's how cash chips work, people.
So, you know, that definitely seems like a lot more than 20% take of what Uber said that they wanted to take and be happy with. I mean, $21 overall,
50%.
And you get $9.30 of that, and they collect 11.73.
This is a good question. So Jeff goes, what happens if the rider walks out? Uber says, don't argue with the dry rider. Don't do anything. Notify us. We will pay you. That's what Uber said. But anyway, so 21.03. So he took the 25. He goes, I don't know what I'm doing. You know?
So basically what ends up happening, let's say you hit $100 even on your board when you accepted this trip. Now that you took it, you have to collect the 21.03. And then what's going to end up happening is it's going to take off at 11.73. So instead of seeing $100 in your earnings activity, you're going to see now $89.27 when it comes to your earnings, because they're going to take out that service fee. Now you collected the 21.03. So, you know, it evens itself out. But yeah, expect that. So if cash rides do take off and, you know, you have a good chunk of cash rides, you're going to see those earnings go down. But when it comes to carrying cash, a couple of recommendations that they do have is make sure you deposit frequently. So then that way you're not carrying cash on hand or anything like that. Put it in a safe place. Keep it out of sight from other passengers, those types of things. But yeah, that's what it's going to look like.
There's another good comment from a good LA driver, Lelius. Yeah, exactly. See, if a rider stiffs the driver, you better have video evidence if you expect that Uber to pay. That's exactly what you need. That's when you need the right to dash cam. I mean, look, I will not do it. I don't think it will come to California. I think it's against Prop 22 anyway. But the point I'm trying to is, if you're going to do these, listen, have a dash cam. Don't argue if they're short. Like if the trip is $20, supposed to pay you $20, they hand you a $10 and go, that's it. That's all I have. They go, okay, thank you, sir. Get him out of the car, safe and sound. Then you got to go collect from Uber somehow. Or if they overpay you, like in this case, you make a $3 tip and you owe Uber $11.73. It just becomes Uber's collection agent. So that's what we do.
Well, you know what? I have to say, though, when it comes to cash trips, I think that the majority of them, compared to what is currently the accepted norm of 10 to 20% that tip, I think you're going to see more tipping on cash trips, just because that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have 2103. Nobody's going to care about the change. So you're going to probably get, you know, that extra change. And then, you know, if you have to the next five or the next 10 or whatever it might be. So yeah, I honestly think it will probably boost tips a little bit.
Potentially. Because yeah. I'm like,
I'm trying to find a positive for it.
No. I look, you did the poll. What was it? 26% said they do cash trips.
Right? Yeah. So yeah, about a quarter people.
Okay. So that's a lot higher than what I thought it would be. I thought it'd be like 5%. But look, all I know is if you want to do it, if you don't want to do it, make sure every morning check your preferences so it's toggled off, because it will turn on. It will go on by itself. Trust me. It mm-hmm. Or Uber Pool will be selected. Something will happen. Just make a, what do you call this? That's another tip for drivers. Make some, just like you have your safeguards when you're picking people up, don't put your window down, you know, all the way. Don't unlock your doors. So before you start driving, turn your app on, click on your preferences, just pick what you want to do for that day. That's your freedom and flexibility right there. And if it's magically on, you just turn it back off. That's it.
Yep. And it's definitely something to watch out for. So if you forget to turn it off or something and it magically turns itself on, like we've probably seen a lot of the settings, it's definitely behoovens to look at the screen when the ping is coming in. Instead of just kind of like hitting the accept. So then that way, yeah, you know, hey, it's cash trip. And then, yeah. You know, if you want to take it or not. That's
up to you. The ping is supposed to come in with that disclaimer. It'll say cash trips, right? So the ping will only come in if in your preferences it's turned on. So if it's not turned on, then if it comes in at cash, then, you know, whatever. But look, man. Yeah. It is what it is. I don't like being the collection agent of Uber.
Hey, cash is king. And you know what? If they pay a little bit extra on top of it, I'm okay with that. Cash it'll just go in. It'll just go in at the right, at that right moment.
You bet.
Now, because you got to be a special kind of asshole to actually say, hey, make sure that you mark in what I gave you. So $25, because I want that Uber cash in my account. My next ride when I get $4 off that one.
You know, that's the other thing. So see, if you took the 25, I assume the 3 was like his tip or 4 was his tip, right? What if now the rider goes, well, I handed him a 25, you know, I want my $4 back. I mean, there's so many things that could go wrong with this. It's just like, what's the point of this? That is not even, yeah, whatever. But you know.
Yeah, that has to be figured out, because the problem is then the customer could say, hey, I paid $25, but they marked it as $21.03. Where's my Uber cash? And then, you know, that $4 is going to come out of your pocket when you expect that it was a tip, which customarily it would be. So it's definitely something that needs to be addressed.
We don't need it. I honestly don't think we need it, but. You know, 1% of gross bookings is like a lot of money to Uber. So we'll see how it goes. Hey, thank you, Fritz. Me. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, well, let's move on. Let's talk about a great story right here. A deactivated driver flew to Uber HQ to get reactivated.
He did. And this driver, you know, okay, he did something that I thought was very smart. Okay. So, this happens quite often, as we know, on just deactivations. Hey.
Yep.
Okay. Look, I'm going to say something is probably not going to be popular, but I do believe, okay, since we've been on the air for the last couple, 3 years, and a lot of work, the deactivation review process within the app has gotten much better. And I am not going to say it's not. Okay. One. However, at their scale, many thousands fall through the cracks. Okay? So this driver, he's been an Uber driver in Denver for nearly 7 years, okay, clocking over 20,000 rides, all right? So picks up a rider, and the rider fraudulently claims, okay, that he was drunk. And immediately, Uber deactivates or suspends his account, which I understand why Uber does that, by the way. Okay? I mean, mm-hmm. if the driver is drunk, you don't want the driver on the road. But now the driver is probably going to be off the platform probably for 72 hours until he gets cleared. But with the new review process, is getting better. That's one. Two, this driver, what does he do? Immediately he starts thinking, all right, well, I can't work anymore. So he's driving by. You see this patrol car, right? He pulls up right next to the patrol car. He goes, officers. He goes, by the way, he's Muslim. So he goes, it's against the religion to drive. So it's how stupid this deactivation is. I pulled up to this two officers, Sawadogo told us, and said, I'm drunk. Please tell me. You can't take me to jail. I'm going like, okay. He says the officers searched his car and administered him a roadside sobriety test. Instead of hauling him off for driving while intoxicated, they directed him to a 24-hour clinic to get a certified breathalyzer and drug test. Wonderful. And it's in the Uber app. You can get a blood test for free. Now, this goes back to, we have to prove our innocence as opposed to, right, innocent until proven guilty. Even though he filed, with the AI Power Review Center, which I just commended and said it works better, the company's decision remained firm. So they deactivated him, Chris. They deactivated him. So, and then they blocked his phone number altogether after a couple of review hits. So finally, his patience ran out. He decided, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go to California from Denver to see what those guys are doing. So he went to the San Francisco headquarters. I'm sure whoever's in San Francisco knows where the Uber offices and Lyft offices are. So he went to the office and then talked to the door person. And, they gave him the runaround. But long story short, after two visits to the HQ, he ended up with another person at the HQ. For him, within 10 minutes, his account was reactivated. But this took like months for this to happen. So another one that fell through the cracks, but I thought it was brilliant that it wasn't brilliant that he went to, Uber HQ in SF, but I thought what he did with the officers was brilliant. He goes like, officer, take me in. I think I'm told I'm drunk. I'm not drunk. I can't drink. It's against my religion, but I want to test. And he got tested and he got back on, bro. That's perseverance right there.
Definitely. And hey, he wanted to drive. So crazy how it took 1 month to do. Secondly, these automatic review things should take into account, and I've said this for the longest time, they should be taking into account how long you've been driving. So if you've been driving 6 hours already, there's no fucking way that you're drunk. There's no way that you're drinking.
If you've been had 20 trips already
beforehand, exactly. You may have taken 20 rides before, and all of a sudden this one, and then you're done. And it's like, I still have 4 or 5 hours left to go. So, I mean, something like this, it really needs to take into account beforehand.
If AI is so good, right? And you look at my history, it's not my first trip that I got dinged on, right? I just did a trip, picked up another rider. I've done 15 trips that day. So nobody noticed that I was drunk, but this asshole rider noticed I was drunk, right? Come on, man. If I already did 15 trips and I got 5 stars, nobody complained. How is this guy? They should have some sort of AI thing going,
Exactly. That should be looking at it right away. And then if they got to flag it to human review, that's where you take it to the trust and safety team or whatnot. And they can call you and say, hey, look, we got a report that you were drunk. We see that you have been driving for the last 6 hours. So it doesn't make sense to us, but we need to check and verify because we just have to for safety protocol. And then that way they can kind of figure it out on the phone or something and see what's going on. And then that way, you can still continue to drive on the platform after the fact. So, and take care of it right there. And then that way, they start busting these passengers. And that's what I think they should do. You get these breathalyzer or drug tests done. I think that they should charge the passenger and put it in passenger TOS. If you make a claim that your passenger is, or that your driver is drunk or under the influence or, smell of drugs or whatever, and they go get a drug test to prove their innocence, you will be charged for that test.
I hope so. I mean, look, you know how it is. They shoot first, ask questions later. That's been like that for a decade. You have to prove your innocence. There are some more tools for you to do that. But with all the AI tools that they use to forward dispatch and matching algos and pricing algos and all these algos, right? Before you just kick the driver out, look at their algo. They can write an algo about, look at his, that day's, at least that day's trips. When he started his shift, how many trips has he done? Were there any other complaints about this driver? That's a simple algo that you can write about.
I'll even give you one further that will definitely know if you've been driving under the influence. And that would be your telematics that's coming straight from your phone.
Yep.
Because if you start swerving, if you're stopping differently, you know, if it's throwing a red flag that your driving is different than other days of driving, that could be a little bit of a red flag there. But if it's still the same exact driving that you've had constantly throughout, you know, the last several weeks, you have the same stopping, the same go, the same, you know, driving score, essentially, that should all be accounted for.
Dash cam.
Yeah. I mean, the dash cam should tell you how much you've been drinking beforehand.
What else can I say? Dash cam. I mean, I know our deal with Nexar ended for 4 weeks, but I'm telling you guys, go get a Nexar. And I think the deal is still, going on with on the website, right? The Nexar RSG or RSG Nexar. You get more. I mean, the sale is going on. Just, you got to have a dash cam, man. All it takes is one. And it took this guy a trip to HQ to get him get reinstated. It shouldn't be that way.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about Uber to cut tips on certain customers. Oh, snap. What the hell?
Yeah. I said that. I was like,
promises tipping will be completely axed for certain customers and ends price switches after the ride is ordered. Don't worry, people. Don't worry. This isn't actually for drivers. This is for AVs. So it says no driver, no tip.
I mean, yeah. Well,
we all know, though, in reality, that there's glitches and shit that happen all the time. And then all of a sudden, the passenger will be like, "Why can't I tip my driver? What's going on here?" And then you will be out tips because, you know, we know that they play that game.
They had an exclusive with Sachin on this, by the way. So Sachin, I want to. We gave up on Dara. I burned way too many bridges for that. But now, Chris, now I have not one, not two, but three people watching what I'm doing. So hello, everyone. because we're going to talk about it in the next segment. How about it? Bring Sachin on. He's the head of the integration of AVs to Uber's platform. You know what I mean? Because I think he should come on and talk to our community about the concerns of AVs and how they're going to destroy, right, the livelihoods of many human drivers. But this is for, why would you have a tipping box on an AV anyway? Where does that go? Who collects that? The engineers collect it?
You know, I mean, that's what we were talking about, though. How many weeks ago, where there was the tip on the app, and it was like, you got to be kidding me, right? You're an AV. You're not getting a freaking tip.
No, I've taken Waymos in LA. There is a tipping box afterwards. It shows up.
I'd be like, no, get the hell out of here with that.
No, but why? I don't know. Anyway, but not only now, but on this one, I read the whole story. This is like a long story in The Sun, and they took it, had an exclusive with Sachin. Who I know. So Sachin, come on, buddy. Come on. We're friends. I've interviewed you before. Forget about Dara. Just come on. Anyway, Sachin was moved up. He's the head of integration of AVs into the platform. So he says also that, upfront fare, right? But if you do multiple stops or switch the destination on AVs, if Uber gets you on their platform into an AV, like let's say Austin now, or coming up Atlanta exclusively, and DC now, Waymo's going to DC. So it's not going to change the pricing. So this opens a headache to Waymo, because what if You know, there'll be abusers of this, Sachin. You have to think about this. You should have talked to me about this before you came up with this idea. What if somebody orders like a 2-mile trip and they get in the car knowing that they're not going to switch the pricing after the rider's ordered and extend the trip to like a 40-mile trip in an AV? How about that? See what I mean? Yeah, that will be a problem. But anyway, so yeah, no tipping on AVs. You know, when you're in LA in a couple of weeks, during Curbivore, I'm telling you, we're going to take an AV trip. Just no ifs and buts about it.
And I'm telling you, it ain't going to happen. Oh, you're funny.
We have to kidnap you and put one in. Whatever, bro. You're just going to go around the
world. I'll find a local cone and that's just sitting there, and I'll just plop it right on and be like,
whatever you want.
There goes our ride.
Yeah, it's all right. You should experience it. It's a cool experience. But anyway, so
autopilot I do is when I go flying.
Okay. All right, fine. All right. We'll see.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well, what's up?
Next one.
Yeah. Let's talk about, speaking of, we were talking about how Uber sent me a 50% off and it's still going to be equaling more. The problem is what's going on now. DoorDash, you can order on DoorDash and then pay later. So, you know, if you want to buy something online and it's like, let's say $100, but you got a firm, so you can do up to 4 payments knock that down to like $25 a month or something for the next few months. That's kind of what's going on here. But this is kind of a bigger problem because these micro loans that are coming will fuck your pocket up.
Yeah, this blew the internet up. Seriously, and it's still blowing it up. Blew X up. I did my share, and you know, I tweeted, retweeted, whatever. Okay, so by the way, DoorDash is going to be, you know, who's going to be one of the speakers at Curbivore?
Oh, me,
Stanley Pang, the founder and ex CEO of Uber. I mean, ex Uber shit, DoorDash. So we will get to ask him maybe this question, saying, "Hey, what's the deal?" Look, you can make all the jokes you want in it. Like, okay, like obviously you can make all the common sense comments. If you're ordering DoorDash and you have to pay it in 4 payments, you don't belong on DoorDash. I said, get cooking, you know, that's what I said. I thought that was kind of funny, right? But okay, so Klarna, by the way, is about to go public. So there's a company called Affirm that's public already. Klarna is about to go public. They're the largest, actually, they're a Swedish company. It's called BNPL, Buy Now, Pay Later. Now, I could fully understand this if this was a major purchase, like a refrigerator or a TV you're going to use for 10 years and whatever, right? And, you know, you're kind of tight. You can make payments. But God forbid, people, if you miss one single payment on this, you're toast. So imagine, Chris, by the way, the minimum purchase on this has to be $35 for you to be able to do in 4 payments. Interest-free payments initially, interest-free. However, here's the problem that a lot of people are not thinking about this. You already have a credit card attached to your DoorDash account or a debit card attached to your DoorDash account. The food, the overpriced food and cold food that comes to you an hour later, if you have a credit card attached and you carry a balance, you're already paying 35% on the food you ate today and you shit tomorrow already. What's the point of making 4 installments on your, I don't know, burrito? I'm not even sure this makes any sense. DoorDash and Klarna both are getting a lot of flack on this. I think it's a horrible idea. And I think it shows where the U.S. economy is at today. Buy now, pay later on a taco or a burrito or a beef bowl or whatever is absolutely ridiculous. So let me give you a quick plug. I have a finance channel. I talk about a lot of these issues. I talk about the macro picture at Sergio Avedian. Go check it out. I don't talk about rideshare, but I talk about my finance and things like that. This tells me that the economy is on the rocks. If you're going to pay for your freaking tacos and 4 payments, you need your head examined, whoever you are.
Here's the problem. Today, you buy your tacos in 4 payments, but tomorrow you want pizza and you can do the same. And then all of a sudden that little tiny amount that was $35 starts growing to $350, starts growing to $600.
100%.
What is going on here? I can't afford that because I couldn't even afford the $35 taco. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. The case of that being is you probably shouldn't be eating out. You should probably go to the grocery store, get your food yourself, take it home and prepare your own meals.
You bet. Get cooking.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You know, see, the thing, this is the thing, right? Okay, so that big major purchase you did, and you use Klarna or Affirm or BNPL, any BNPL service, you bought a couple $1,000s worth of something. You're going to make, you know, four payments of $500 every 6 weeks, let's say. Okay, I get it. Interest-free, cool. If you can do it, do it. That's fine for that. But this is something you have to eat every fucking day.
Yeah.
Right? That will add up so quickly. And you know what, Uber, why am I saying Uber? I'm saying Uber because I'm pretty sure Uber Eats is going to do this too. They're going to observe this for like a little bit, and boom, Uber Eats is going to do it with Affirm probably. Buy now, pay later for your, you know, food. But you have to eat every day. You shit your food out already. What's the point of paying like 4 weeks later in four installments the food you shit out like 4 weeks ago? People, stop this. This is nonsense. Mm-hmm. This is horrible. And like Chris said, you have to eat. 10, 20, 10, 20, 10, 20, 30 adds up. By the end of the month, you struggle to make payments. And to make it easier, by the way, DoorDash and Klarna made this that your payments fall on the paycheck schedule. So every 2 weeks. So I automatically take it out of your paycheck too. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is addiction. This is addiction. This is horrible. This is a horrible idea.
Yeah, for a country that is already racking up credit card debt like you can't even believe, and the interest alone on that, and the people defaulting on them, you know, this is just a step in the wrong direction here.
Although this may help with the tips, because if you're as generous, you know, you order the food, you can put your tips on four payments as well.
Yeah, but then you gotta, but that's for the taco today. That's not for the pizza tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not for the steak the following day. You know what? Here's the thing. Hey, we're starting tacos today and we're going pizza tomorrow, but we're getting that prime rib and that steak on Friday. You know what I'm talking about. We're going fine dining. We're going to get lobster. We're going to get it all. And then we're going to put it on a four-week installment plan.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
You know what? Here's the reality. These microloans, they don't want you to pay them because then that's when the interest will come. And
oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's the problem.
But,
so,
but this is something like you eat every day, bro. I don't know. I'm maybe, you know, I'm the dumb one in the room. Okay, so but I'm completely against this. This is like, you know, it shouldn't be with food. I mean, I get it with other purchases. It shouldn't be with food. This is ridiculous. Fucking, you know,
yeah, I mean for the big purchases that it may be difficult. Oh yeah, I mean as long as you can afford it within a monthly payment that it's down to, so you can still get that 0% interest or whatever the low interest might be. That's great. But yeah, if you miss that payment, whew, they're going to rack you with some late fees and massive interest. And usually what they do is they'll charge interest on the entire purchase price of something. Yeah, granted, $35 might not be a lot, but I mean, that's the problem. You're going to say, hey, I can get a taco today, but how many people are going to look at it and say, oh, I can go to that restaurant that's $200 a meal.
Yeah. No, you know, maybe you can splurge out and order something you wouldn't have bought, right? I don't know. Like, who knows? I don't know. Look, man, I'm telling you, as a finance person, if you're buying your food on credit cards, if you're buying your food on installments, you have much bigger problems. You need to face the music, look at the mirror, and say, this is as far as I'm going to fall. This ends here today. And, you know, change your life because this is bad. This should not happen, you know, but it is what it is.
Does that mean delivery drivers, are they going to get paid right away or are they going to get paid in 4 monthly installments?
No, they're going to get paid. I'm just kind of sad that we're you know, look, I'm a capitalist, don't get me wrong, but this is too much. This is extreme. It's just too much. Just suck the last blood out, the last drop of blood out of poor people. And you know what? DoorDash also allows EBT, right? I mean, Jesus Christ, man. What's happening here? So I that's a good point. You know what? This is
but I ain't
point.
Paying for your damn soda.
No, that's right. Yeah, the restaurant. I bet you they will all line up now, all high-end Michelin star restaurants, you know, to get more customers. You know, meal costs $200 a head, prefix meal, whatever. Boom. You have Clar now. Now you go fucking pay in installments for
that's
your
what I'm saying. And then meal. You know, all of a sudden you're gonna have to file a bankruptcy because you have too much in debt paying for food.
There were some great jokes, bro. I'm telling you, that thread was like such great jokes. So you know, but ultimately, I mean, it's not a joke. Please don't do this, people. So
yep. All right. With that being said, let's move on. Let's talk about Lyft, the little tree that wish they could. They're announcing the launch of AVs in Atlanta.
Yeah. But you know, so Uber has the chokehold on this. Uber is launching Atlanta exclusively with Waymo. Now, Lyft. the reason I put this topic up, Chris, is not because to state the obvious. Okay, what happened is that along with this article, as you know, we had Lyft's executive vice president of driver experience, Jeremy Bird. We had him on about 6 months ago. And he wrote a blog article on the Lyft blog talking about what the possibilities are. And there's a quote in this article from him. It says, drivers today come to the Lyft platform for many reasons, but one of the main draws is the flexibility it offers. Bird wrote, this is from the blog. It's a long story, but the only limit is their own vehicle since they need to be available to drive. This is a very real hurdle today, but over time, personally owned AVs will remove even this limit, allowing people to earn while they are working another job or they're taking care of their families or sleeping. Jeremy, So I responded
sounds
to him.
Sounds like 2016 all over again, coming from Elon Musk.
Yeah, exactly. So I would like him to come on and talk about this issue. Lyft is not going to bed with Waymos, okay? Lyft said, we're going to be, look, because this is, I also would like him to talk to me about economics of this issue, right? Because I know unit economics on AVs is horrible, but what I would like, you know, to understand from an intelligent person is, how is this even going to be more profitable for Lyft as well as Uber AVs? Because Waymo needs you now because you have a network. You have a zero asset business model now. You don't own the cars. You don't upkeep the cars. You don't maintain the cars. You don't buy insurance on the cars. You're just a middleman making money. How much is Waymo going to pay, or how much is Lyft's partner, which is Mobileye and Marubeni? They're not household names, so Lyft is just kind of, you know, scratching the bottom of the barrel when it comes to AVs, because Uber has a chokehold with Waymo, and Waymo seems like they're the clear leader. And how much is Waymo going to pay Uber per trip? Uber is enjoying the highest take rate in their history since, you know, they were, since their inception, 30%, 30.7% to be exact. Waymo's going to throw a couple of bucks Uber away because they're using the network and getting the rider acquisition cost down. I think it's going to be margin compression, actually. So when these companies go all crazy about, oh, AVs, we'll have AVs on our platform, I'm like, I don't think it means shit. But this is a preamble. Jeremy is going to come on. I told him on LinkedIn. I said, it's time you come back on and talk about this. And right here is the, you know, David Rischer, who was on our show. We had reposted it and Jeremy's article. And I went and snuck under that. And I said, Jeremy, it's time you come back on. We can discuss this many, amongst many other things. And he said, I'll be more than happy to do it. So hopefully next couple of weeks, we will have Jeremy on again.
All right. Well, yeah, they're definitely behind the eight ball when it comes to it. Little tree again. they can't catch a break. Yeah. So we'll see. But the reality is, you know, the AV situation is not going to be anything like to worry about for a while. And then, you know, it actually does become a problem, then, you know, it's going to be where Waymo can just be like, Uber, buzz off. We don't need you. So yeah. They're going to outgrow.
Yeah. I mean,
Uber, I have an absolute feeling for that.
Waymo needs Uber now, but once they get it going, I don't think they're going to. So.
Yep. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about Uber limiting drivers' upfront info due to low AR. What? That kind of goes in the face of this upfront fares and upfront destination and upfront knowing. You're able to see the upfront information right away. So that means you can say this ride is crap or this ride is awesome. And then you can accept or deny based on that criteria. And it says acceptance rate doesn't matter. So what the hell's going on here, Sergio?
I got, you know how it goes, right? When emails go off crazy. But I had also already seen this on Twitter, on X. Why do I keep saying Twitter? On X. From one of our audience members who's here more often is Uber was not showing the upfront fares and destination UFD, right? They were not showing anything. It was just a screen says this minutes away. I'm going like, so this driver immediately emailed me. Yo, Sergio, after declining a few garbage rides paying $9 per hour in Coral Gables, Florida, this morning, Uber removed all pickup, drop-off, time, distance, and pay from my request this morning and started sending me shared rides with multiple pickups and drop-offs.
Oh, you're going in timeout.
Timeout is right. I reached out to support. He missed saying black hole. to support. And they said that's because my acceptance rate fell below 75%. They will no longer provide me with ride information. Is that something you're seeing in other cities? I'm going like, holy shit, here we go again. And then he went to support, and this is what the chat, the AI chatbot said. The details are in are eligible for gold, platinum, and diamond drivers. Gold, platinum, or diamond drivers will be able to see, this is from Uber, these additional details on all trips. You are on your way to obtaining gold status, so cheerio. So this is from the chatbot, and of course I tweeted it out, okay? Immediately, but then I don't know.
Well, so. You know what? I honestly, I don't know, but I'll tell you what. If this is something that they're working on to try to like combat their AR, that's a problem. But it sounds like, let's be real, Uber is a glitch company. They have glitches up the ass. And it sounds like this is something where there was a glitch. And, when they go to chat, the chat bot doesn't know the distinction between upfront fares and those with rate cards still, because that's the exact comments that you would get for a rate card answer versus upfront fare. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt here.
This has a happy ending.
It does? Oh, okay. What's up?
So I tweeted it out and I sent it in to Uber. And within, I don't know, literally 10 minutes later, I got an email saying, hey, nothing like this is going on. There's a glitch. We're trying to fix it. We're not taking away the, upfront fares. We're not doing any of that. I go, well, what about the support comment? Because obviously that agent was not trained properly. I'm going like, that's no agent. That's AI chatbot. You didn't feed the right information to your AI chatbot. To come up to poor driver who's panicking now, can't see where the heck he's going, And I'm glad to say that driver emailed me about an hour before the show, say, Serge, thank you so much. Everything is back in order. I'm seeing the UFD information on all my trips. So thank you, Uber. See, this is how we do it. We can just work together a little bit and then make everybody's lives better. But I'm always on your case, so don't worry about it. And you know who you are, so. But anyway, so we fixed something good. See, it worked out for Uber and it worked out for the drivers.
Well, so I guess that's the problem. But
glitch.
Gotta love those glitches. Gotta love those glitches.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Yeah, there's always glitches. Anyway, so.
All right, well, you know what? This is something that Uber really needs to address. So does Lyft when it comes to
this is going to Uber right after this
and real Lyft problems. We've all seen people who rate low. We've all seen people who rate for no reason, whatever it might be. So Uber and Lyft both have said, you know, if there has been low ratings and they constantly have low ratings, or the low rating is outside your control, we're not going to count it towards your overall driver rating. And yeah, it'll help keep a lot of people sane. But the problem is there is a massive, massive outrage when it comes to Elon Musk and Doge and Tesla owners that are facing the brunt of it, including Tesla drivers. So a problem that's happening is now people are posting that they are giving their Uber drivers one star because they drive a Tesla. So right here, this is something where Uber should be addressing everybody who is driving a Tesla right now and say, look, if you're getting one star ratings, two star ratings, three star, we're not going to count them because of what the backlash that's going on and all the bullshit that's going on.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I'm going to send a couple of screenshots to Uber and Lyft. They know who drives Teslas. There are a lot of rentals out there, right? We know. And then in the chat, I already know how many people are driving Teslas. So have you guys faced something like this in LA? Because I'm in LA and most of you are in LA. But if you are, you know, or Matt is in Boston, but they all drive Teslas, or Vinny is in Florida, let me know. Let me know if you guys are facing this, because what's going to happen is some dickhead is going to give you a one star because he's so lefty that he's just can't stand Elon at the moment. But then he loved Elon before the elections and he hugged his owl and cocked his tree. And he probably even bought a Tesla because Elon was the savior of the planet against climate, you know, warming or whatever, change. Now they're giving everybody one stars. And the one on the left is scary. This is from a Facebook group. The guy, look at this guy, Chardlies or whatever the heck his name is. This is what Tesla drivers deserve. One star. I'm like, no, man. You don't even know, you dickhead, that you're playing with the guy's livelihood? Because Uber will, I'm telling you, they don't give a shit. The algo is written. And then if they do send the one star with a complaint, Chris, you know what's happening. You know what time it is, suspension or deactivation time. Hey, man, don't do this to the drivers. And Elon said, you know, why are you guys playing with people's livelihoods? I get it. I understand it. But definitely Uber knows who is driving Teslas on their platform. And they should get, because Uber says, right, if you unjustified one star, we were going to remove it anyway. So, hey, in this case, please, Uber, Lyft, you will get this. My Uber driver this morning was driving a Tesla. He thanked me for booking with him. This is from our community page, and said most of his rides lately have been canceling after they see what kind of car he's driving. You're not hurting Elon. You're hurting these guys for sure. Thank you, Skylar Romines. Yeah, I mean, if you're a rider and you're doing this to because you hate Elon at the moment, you're a dickhead. Don't do that. And I'm definitely going to send this to Uber and Lyft. I think they should get ahead of this because this is getting worse and worse. They should get ahead of it, and I don't want anybody to get deactivated for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. So big problems there. But yeah, if you drive a Tesla, let us know. Are you seeing lower ratings? Are you seeing people cancel? Are you seeing problems, or, you know, people lashing out or doing stupid stuff? Come and let us know or send us emails. I'd like to follow up with that, definitely.
Yeah, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. So there you go.
All right. Well, just a warning there, but let's move on. Let's talk about some fakes. What's going on here, Serge? What's going on?
Glock Obama.
Glock Obama.
Is that like Glock, like the gun Glock, the semi-automatic? Is that what we're talking about here?
I'm assuming, but... I don't know.
At least it's not verified, and it's PIN required on top of that. I mean, what kind of oxymoron is that? You have a name like Glock Obama, and you put a PIN in.
Maybe the driver put the PIN in. They said, hey, we want that PIN. Or it's the driver that put the PIN in.
You bet. Yeah. The driver who did the trip, he did the trip, and he says, and he emailed me saying that, no, it was just actually good-looking female who was Glock Obama. There you go.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it, but good for you. Hey, look, the other thing he's doing right, look at the Lyft app icon is there too, so he's multi-apping right there.
Yep, that's a smart little move right there. The only problem is, though, where it's located when that screen is not there and block your little coffee cup.
How could they be their name? Chinchilla? Barack Obama? Come on.
It's not a real name. Come on.
Come on, man.
Obama, I mean, that's, Glock Obama? That's why Chinchilla put the LOL there.
Although, isn't Glock GLOCH on the gun? I think it is, oh. Right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, but so.
Okay. So, all right. Well, let's look at this Rory $995 Uber ride.
This is a great story, bro. So this is from Florida, bro. So Rory McIlroy, as we know, one of the top, I don't know, five player golfers and the professional golfers in the world. He was struggling with his clubs. He had just changed his clubs, and then he wanted to get his clubs, but then he was playing at Bay Hill, southern part of Florida, and his clubs were up in Palm Beach at Trump's club. And so he goes, what faster way can I get my clubs? Because I hate these new clubs. I can't get used to them. I'm hitting the ball all over the place. Long story short, the driver's name is Aquaman. Now, I don't see the resemblance. Maybe you see it, Chris. Does this guy look like Aquaman, the movie guy? I don't think he does.
Aqua de Jour.
Huh?
Aqua de Jour.
Well, anyway, Rory McIlroy ordered an Uber Black. And he went to Trump's club and picked up the clubs to Orlando, 3-hour drive. He drove it. The ride to Rory cost $665. So driver probably got paid half. But Rory, as generous as he is, and he makes $25 billion a year, he threw in a $330 tip. So turned out $665 ride for a 3-hour work, even if you dead mile back, pretty damn good deal. And got the clubs to Rory. So it's pretty cool.
Not too shabby. But pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But either way.
Yeah.
Either way, interesting story. All right. Well, that's pretty much that. But we're gonna get into some comments, super chat shout outs, all that. And of course we do want to have our driver's corner, which is, are you a cherry picker or do you accept everything? And how come? What does it work? How does it work for you and all that good stuff? So if you're looking at joining the show, we're going to take 2 or 3 drivers that want to come on and talk about that. And the comment is going into the chat right now, so you can check it out. Like I said, give us 2-3 drivers and come on. And let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Cherry picker or accepting everything. But
You're not saying the word. Okay. You're being
ant? Well, again, there's, you know, some people don't know what ant is, what an ant actually is. I mean,
derogatory anyway.
So I say accept everything just because that's what people are going to know. Some people might not know what ant means because we always have constant turnover with new drivers, new people watching. So that's why I stick to that. All right, let's go. Scott, again, thank you for the super chat. We do appreciate that. It'll go towards a taco, right?
You bet. Taco Tuesday, El Pollo Loco. Here I come.
Yep. Got another super chat. Thank you. What percentage of income should be allocated to maintenance? That's where you should be looking at your car. First off, figure out your costs to run your car, and then figure out too your costs, your maintenance costs just in general, kind of figure it out from there. So it's definitely car dependent and it's car based. And you know, unfortunately, I don't know what your car is, so I can't give you a percentage.
Well, I'll give you a ballpark percentage. If you're going to break out your Uber or Lyft income, okay, and you're a full-time driver, you're putting on 5,000-6,000 miles a month on your car. So you're definitely getting an oil change at every month. You're going to get, you know, all kinds of expenses going on you. So if you're a full-time driver, I would say at least put away 5% of your income weekly towards your maintenance. And again, like Chris said, depending on the car you drive or whatever, it could be higher, it could be lower, but at least 5% you should put away your weekly earnings towards maintenance, because shit will break.
Yep. All right. Did say earlier, Fritz Me, thank you for becoming a member. Appreciate that. Also, we have Paul, $5. Thank you. Heads up to cherry pickers. Uber is sending out offers for $5, $6 for something like a mile with no surge. It is false. The payout less than $5. Have you seen or heard anything like that?
Nope. Well, I'm sure I'll hear it now.
Yep. Take some screenshots. Send it our way.
Yep.
Send it our way. All right. I was going to work a short afternoon, evening shift, but what for? There's been more money in a couple hours of Show Me the Money Club Live than streets for a few years now.
Well, that's to Harry.
on Tuesdays, absolutely. Although that could be changing. Because there's more surge and there's more quests and challenges that are happening, so it might not be. This guy's a fake. I don't know what guy you're talking about, but Sergio, I'm going to meet you in a couple of weeks, so I'll know if you're fake or not.
We're going to hug. We're going to hug and see if
I'm going to see if you're fake or not.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Who's this dude? Okay, this is a big one. Okay, I haven't read it, but I selected it. Only order pizza from the pizza. Yeah, I made a mistake. I ordered it. It was like $70, bro, for four pizzas. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Four like 12-inch pizzas.
I order, and then I go in and pick it up. I like doing that, but I also know them, so it's good to see them. All right, we got one. Drivers, listen up. You're not signing away your future, are you? Many of you clicking through endless digital agreements just to keep earning, right? Uber and other platforms are counting on you not reading the fine print, but here's the kicker. Some rights you can't sign away. Minimum wage, safe conditions, protection from exploitation, those are yours no matter what you click. Those are agreements override state and federal laws. Think again. I believe Uber's practices are step...
Why don't you grab the link? Come on, you'll be the third one. We can talk about this. You know what I mean? Sure. Grab it.
All right. Anyway. Go Bills. You know it.
You know it.
Surging with Sergio.
I didn't pick that one.
It says if you drive full time.
Yes. Yeah. Whatever permits, licenses. Yes. If you're going to look, if you're a driver, might as well do it properly and make some money. Make some real money.
All right. You got to come to Florida first and go fishing like you promised. Florida.
You were nowhere to be found.
Well, you got to go fishing in Naples. Okay, Chinchilla says retake rates are high last year. Did my taxes and they see taking 49%. That's about right. Holy crap. Hey, and they're going to blame that all mostly on commercial insurance. Oh, commercial insurance is so much. We're only taking this little amount. Commercial insurance, all the rest.
No.
All right. And my riders love my grandmother counseling and compassionate vibes. They cry to me.
Behind the wheel, Ann. Come on now.
Yeah, you are definitely needed on Behind the Wheel. We got to talk to you there.
Yeah. Sergio at therideshareguy.com. Come on now. Don't be shy.
Does this driver get to charge the Uber other expenses for cash handling? That would be kind of good.
I mean, what is that? Estimated expenses. Or what is it called? On Lyft, estimated something.
Estimated cash expenses.
Yeah, something like that.
I do not even take cash from my private clients. This is Zelle only. That's smart.
Well, yeah.
Because then you know you're getting paid. Matt, doesn't matter if you deposit frequently or even don't take cash trips. We're all targets now. Possibly. But you got to do what you got to do to feel safe, whether they know it or not. Accounting nightmare too. Absolutely. Yeah.
For sure. All right.
There's no positive cash trips. The only positive, like I say, is cash is king. And, you know, you probably have a greater chance of getting tipped on a cash ride than anything else. Yeah. Especially if the fact that you don't carry cash or a bank on you to make change. If it's $21 ride and they give you $25, that's probably likely what's going to happen. So, Lilius, in spite of Uber's advice, you just know... some drivers will get violent confrontation over this. Oh, absolutely. Talking about cash rides.
Potentially. Yep. Especially if you short them.
Yeah. If they started to let me carry my weapon, I would consider taking cash. Hey, what they don't know won't hurt them. And it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Just saying. I would also rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah.
I would gladly take the blood test if Uber agreed to pay me what they claim drivers earn per hour in my city for the time I was deactivated. Yeah, that should definitely be. Actually, and the thing is, the person who made that false claim should be the one who has to pay for all that. That should be on top of, I don't think it should necessarily be Uber. I think it should be the person who's making that false claim. I mean, Uber has a due diligence to safety. So they have a certain protocol in place in that event. So when it comes down to fraud, just to try to get a free trip, they should be held accountable to the full extent. And that includes any time that's deactivated, any time that you have to go and travel to go get these tests, cost of them, all of that should be on that particular person.
Yeah.
All right. It happened to me. I had 18 rides one night and the 17th reported I was drunk to Lyft. So I got deactivated until the morning. I had already blocked that rider. He wanted to smoke in the car. Yep. Usually some sort of issue like that. And they say something stupid. But yeah, I mean, they should be looking at those things already. I mean, figuring it out. Oh yeah. 17 rides in. This person didn't have time to stop and have some drinks. So come on. And again, Lyft also has that smooth cruise report. So they should be checking into that. You got the telematics, start using it. Can't repo my shit. Yeah. I mean, in that case, yeah. But the problem is, look at the fine print. What
take those repo? Four payments.
Yeah. What can they repo? Because it would be nice for you not to have to pay for your food for four lovely payments. But you don't make the payment, and then all of a sudden they repo your car to make that payment. And how are you going to get to work? Sure. Thinking about deleting my channel because all the hate comments I'm getting for simply enforcing Uber guidelines and doing the job correctly. I see you already in the back. So I'm going to actually talk about this, but you can go. Don't look at the comments. Rule number one, in any type of social atmosphere, don't read the comments.
I bet.
You get used to it. Is there a spreadsheet?
Is this guy promoting his channel now on our channel? Is that what he's doing?
I don't know
what's happening here. I don't know, bro. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, yeah. You know what? We did have one, didn't we? Have one?
Spreadsheet. I don't know. Maybe. I know we were talking about it.
We'll check into it.
Ever had it?
Email me Sergio@therideshareguy.com. I think we have one somewhere. We'll find it.
All right. We've got a couple of drivers. We actually have four, so we'll cut you off there so nobody else come on.
Everybody get 3 minutes.
We got Brandon Drives Uber. We got Rick C, Todd, and we got Robert. How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
I like Robert's nickname. I accept everything. There we go. Or he's being facetious.
The opposite. Well, we already know what camp you're on.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's doing the opposite.
He's in the hell.
All right, so let's go clockwise. Brandon, give me your gripe for 3 minutes. I'm your shrink for 3 minutes right here.
My gripe? Where do I start? You guys, like, while you were doing the comments, there was, like, so many comments that make sense. I actually got in the studio because we were talking about do we cherry pick or not. I definitely do. My acceptance rate, yeah, it hovers around between 20 and 40%. So,
what city are you in?
Right now I'm in Jacksonville. I'm just moved here a few weeks ago from Tulsa.
How was that move? Did you have any problems with the app or it worked fine? Or
no, I was in Jacksonville before I went to Tulsa, so I was already like approved here. Yeah, so it wasn't it was just the chat bot took care of it.
Okay, so from what I'm seeing, actually from screenshots I get, Florida is surging a lot more than it ever did, not ever, but probably like for the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah, are you seeing that? Are you seeing more of a balanced kind of a marketplace now?
Absolutely. I started driving here I started my career here in Jacksonville in 2019. And these past 2 weeks that I've been back feel like 2019.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how much are you making cherry picking?
So my daily goal is 130. I've been knocking that out of the park. I've been averaging about 160 a day.
In how many hours? 3, 4, 5?
I would say maybe 5 at the most. I mean, today I knocked it out in 3. on a Tuesday. So
I'm assuming you have a job and then you're doing this as a side hustle?
No, I'm a full-time driver.
$150 a day. How can you live on $150 a day?
This is not California.
There you go. See, he touche on that one. Touche. One for Brandon right there.
Gas here is $2.79 a gallon.
I hate you.
It's about mine, $2.74.
Yeah.
Shut up, bro. Shut up. Anyway, yeah, but all right, good to see you. I'm glad things are better. I'm glad it's surging. I'm glad you're making some good money now. And
yeah, for sure.
Hit it while it's hot. And you're a cherry picker, 20% to 40%. So we got one cherry picker.
Yep. Okay. But so Brandon, enforce those rules and don't give a shit what other people are saying in comments.
Yeah, yeah, if I looked at every comment, I would do harakiri, bro. You know what harakiri is? The Japanese suicide. I'll just stick the sword in my chest. I'm like,
do what Joe Rogan says, post and ghost.
Yeah, you just kind of go, you know, just kind of go. Right. Don't worry about those things. Keep your channel going, bro. You know, even if you don't get any views, look, man, you know, it gives you
getting the views, but it's from haters. Like, people are mad because I'm just climbing car seats. Like,
they count as one. They count as one as a lover. So don't worry about that. Just keep doing what you're doing. All right. Thanks. See you later. Be safe out there, would you?
Yep.
All right. Should we go to where do we go? Well, we go to I accept everything now after cherry picker. So let's go. I accept everything, Robert.
Rick is next. Rick, how's it going?
Oh, Rick is next. Sorry. Okay.
What's hey up, there, Rick?
Hello. All right, I'm doing good.
All right.
I am just south of Detroit and I'm retired, so I work part time.
Are you a cherry picker or a 100% acceptor?
And I make about $350 a week. Yes, I'm definitely a cherry picker.
Yeah. How's your market? Is it better now? Oh, you have a lag.
I work both Uber and Lyft.
Okay.
The mic isn't too good right now.
Turn yourself off of YouTube so there's no lag in what I'm saying. I can see. Okay, just do that and then we'll come back to you. Okay, let's go to Todd. What's up, Todd?
Hey, how goes it, everybody?
How are you doing?
How's it going?
There, I did it.
Okay. All right, let's go back to Rick. No lag now. Yeah, so are you a cherry picker or are you an ant?
Cherry picker. I do better on Lyft just because of the 5 to 10 mile area that you can do. Okay. So I'm probably about 80% at that because I prefer shorter rides.
Okay.
As long as they're paying, I have an electric car, the Chevrolet Bolt.
Okay.
So I don't really have to worry about gas and maintenance and stuff.
Okay, cool. Well, how long you been doing Uber and Lyft?
I've been doing Uber about 15 months, and I started Lyft around June of this year.
Okay, cool. Well, do you have a dash cam?
Yes, I do. That was the first thing I did.
Smart.
See what I mean? We've done some good. At least we've done some good. well, thank you for coming on, Rick. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Hopefully you learned some stuff from us that you became the cherry picker that you are.
Oh, I have. I definitely have.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Be safe out there. All right, Mr. Todd from Massachusetts.
Yeah, down here on the Cape, which it's our dead season out here, so it's kind of hard to even just make 25 an hour doing door-to-door.
Yeah.
But definitely a cherry picker, because around here in the rural area, I'm going to have dead miles on almost every trip.
Yeah.
At 37 cents a mile to make my car move, double that. If I have something coming in at 80 cents a mile, it's going to get lost in the trip, so why even take it?
Yeah. Well, how's the Prop 3357 going now?
The settlement?
No, the settlement, I'm sure you're going to email me when you get the check. I actually want you to email me a copy of your check when you get it.
Well, when I get the settlement payment, absolutely, I'll let you know what they pay me back, since I've been driving since 2019.
No, what I'm saying is that didn't they increase the Prop 32.5 to 33 something now with the inflation adjustment?
Yeah, that's 33... 80, I think is what it came to. It ended up being 83%.
Why just drive, accept everything, get to 33 and have a utilization rate of 98%. Easy money.
Because I don't have the demand to even do that if I wanted to.
Oh, well, that's, yeah. But
and my mileage would go through the roof.
I mean, but you're going to write that off anyway. So I don't know. I mean, it may make sense if you're in Boston, let's say, proper. You just accept everything.
I was in Boston proper with high demand. Yeah, I could see it because after I'm done with the trip, I can pull over like a block or two later and just wait for the next one to come in. I don't have that option down here.
33.48. Matt corrected me. Thank you, Matt. That's good money, bro.
It is, but keep in mind that's active time, and with demand so low, I'm less than 40% utilization, even if I took everything that came in.
Okay. Well,
so I'd be sitting realistically at those numbers if they topped me off every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'd be sitting at like 17, 18 an hour.
It's your location. That's why. But if you're in Boston proper, you may want to take everything. So we'll see.
Yeah. If I get up that way, I usually stick around for at least a couple of hours. And I'm usually having my next ride before I'm even completing my.
Oh, we got cherry picker, one. Cherry picker, cherry picker. You can tell it's our audience. So now can we come to
not everyone.
Don't disappoint me, Robert. Don't disappoint me. Don't say I'm a cherry picker. What's up? How you doing?
Where are
you
I from? Am a cherry picker.
God damn it.
No, I'm kidding. I accept everything. Uh-huh. I do accept everything. If you can see on my phone there's a 96% acceptance rate right now.
Okay.
It works in my market. So I stay busy. We're in a small market. We're still a rate card market, so it doesn't really matter going 5 miles or 10 miles.
What market are you?
The pay is being commensurate with how far I drive. So
what market are you in?
That definitely helps out. I'm sorry.
What market are you in?
I'd rather not say because it's kind of a small market, but it's a big market. It's a busy market. I mean, we had a decent Saturday night. Last Saturday. I made $365 in 7 hours and 6 minutes of online time. So I was online a total of 7 hours and 6 minutes. So that's total utilization. It's averaged over $52 an hour or something like that on Saturday night.
Without the promotions?
Surge, no promotions. No promotions, just surge. It's pretty busy.
96%, bro. That's... So you're a cherry picker because the market is that.
No, I'm accepting anything. I stay busy. No, I mean, no, I get my next. I'm also an XL vehicle. I don't know if you can see or not. I drive an XL vehicle.
What happens if you're like if it sends you to a nature hike? What do you do then?
I decline it. So okay. I don't accept everything. But yes, I accept keep my acceptance rate above 85% so I can see the distance and duration. Because 99% of my rides happen in one small 5 mile radius. So if I leave that radius, having been able to see the distance and duration, I can decide, I have the ability to decline that ride, which will take me out of my radius. So, and then I'll come back.
So there you go. See, when these three here are cherry pickers, okay, and here's I accept everything. Look, man, it's a market dependent. You know, don't blame people when they go, I'll get a lot of these comments. They go like, oh, it's because of that guy that they're sending us $3 trips. Oh, like, bullshit. The guy is in the right market. And he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do in his market. You do what?
I post my accolades on Reddit. I post my accolades on Reddit. I get a lot of trash talk. People call me Dara's bootlicker or something like that. Or I'm the reason that they're getting shitty rides. It's market dependent, 100%. I happen to be in one of the few good markets that are left. It works.
Yeah, there you go. What else is there to say? You guys got something to say about this? $365 in 7 hours? Huh? Yeah, you need to stand somewhere for $20 an hour for 20 hours to get that money.
You go. I am fortunate to be in the market I am. So.
Anyway, no, it's all good, man. I'm so glad. I hope all of you have dash cam. You have a dash cam? Brandon.
Myself, yes, I do.
Okay. How about Todd? I know Todd has a dash cam.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I've had a dash cam since 2019, I believe.
Do you have a dash cam, Brandon?
Yeah, I have the Vantrue N2 Pro, I believe.
Yeah, the Vantrue.
See, this is the kind of, see right there, this is dash cam. This is what we want right here, drivers. Everybody here has a dash cam. Some are cherry pickers. Some are take it all, depending on the market. Don't call other people names because the guy, I mean, look, the guy killed it. What was it? $365 in what? 6 hours?
In 7 hours.
Jesus Christ. That's serious money. What kind of car do you drive, by the way?
Me?
Yeah.
I have a Honda Odyssey, so it's an XL. It just recently qualified for XL. I love those rides. Those rides are wonderful.
Great, man. See, this is awesome. There's a positive to all these stories. All right. Thank you for coming on, guys. Please be safe out there. Take care of yourself. Stay healthy. Ignore the trolls, Brandon. They're just keyboard warriors sitting in their mother's basements.
I know, but I want to get them so bad.
See, they got you, though. See, they got you. Because once you do they got you. Don't do that. That's just
And it's not all bad. There are some good, you know, people out there still, too. So
look at this one. Look at this guy. See? Yeah, everybody has got a bigger thing now. Oh, I made 370 in 3.5 hours. Why don't you show your ass out here, roulette wheel? Let's see that. The guy showed his earnings. Come show your earnings.
Come on.
No screenshot. It did not happen. No screenshot. It did not happen. I mean,
3-4 years ago, that used to be the norm. Now it's the exception. I haven't had a night that good in a long time.
Question. If you're renting out a car, should you accept everything because you're not paying for maintenance? Absolutely. Absolutely. You should be like a more of a hybrid. Because you have no mileage deduction, you got no worries, you got no maintenance issues. Drive the shit out of that thing. That's what I would do if I was renting.
As long as you're covering the costs of the rental and then making more on top of it, well, there you go.
Well, most rentals, most rentals are what, Chris? $400-$500 a week, right? Let's say with charging, if you're renting a Tesla, $500 a week. Knock that out in a day and a half and then go kill it after that. And then take like day and then two off and then come back and do it again. That's what I would do. I wouldn't do anything else. There's no point in cherry picking unless it's your own car, man. But anyway, sorry. Thank you, guys. Much appreciated. Please be safe. Thank you. Please stay healthy. Please give us a thumbs up. You know, we're doing our best. And if you guys have any complaints, please send it to Sergio at therideshareguy.com since I am Uber and Lyft support as well. So... Uber, I'm telling you.
You probably do a better job at it, actually.
I definitely am. Because you know what? The drivers know that I know. So they send it to me and they get their answer before Uber chatbot or whatever responds to them anyway. So it's like I solve a lot of headaches for everybody. But anyway, thank you guys. Much appreciated. Much love.
All right. Thank you.
Stay healthy.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. You want to do, we got Billy who's sitting in the back. Do you want to bring him on?
Yeah.
All right. Billy, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's happening?
Not too much. As far as the cherry picking and whatnot goes, I'm in a market that has advantage mode and standard mode. So I do both.
Okay.
What I do is I take everything. I'm in Pinellas County, which is in Tampa, so you know our layout. I take everything that doesn't go across the bridge, and I save my cherry picking for when there's a lot of holiday or surge pay.
Okay.
And that's the way I do it since I am part of the Uber rental program.
Okay. What are you driving? Tesla?
No. They always put me in something new, 2023 Chevy Malibu right now. And as soon as we hit 80,000 miles or 100,000 miles, they make us turn them in because that's when they sell the car.
Okay. So that's a good question. There was a question that somebody asked, are you a cherry picker or accept everything if you're renting, right? So
correct.
You're doing exactly what we said. You're doing a little bit of both.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because with that standard advantage mode stuff that's going on, if you don't stay above that 25% in our marketplace, you're literally getting nothing. coming through. There's nothing to cherry pick from because everybody's caught on of what a disadvantage it is in our marketplace.
Yeah, they're sending you trip radar patch, right? Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Correct. And even when I'm taking every ride, even the $3 and some change rides, it still adds up to $30 per hour. And I don't know how, but it always seems to average over $30 per hour, no matter what.
Yeah, the algo, you know, will cheat you. But then, no, you're renting. I mean, you like Chris said, you just make the rental first and then hit it hard. You know what I mean? That's what you have to do.
Absolutely. So you have to save that acceptance rate for the good times like the holidays and when there's a lot of surge. So that way you have some wiggle room that doesn't drop you below that 25%.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you. I hope you have a dash cam. Please have a dash cam.
Absolutely.
Good. And stay healthy. Be safe out there.
Much thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
There's a super chat. Let's put that up. Sergio, I always send you. Bull, what? Look what it says. I don't think you ever look at them, bro.
Don't you look at
my eyes are worse. Last 3 years, I need new glasses every 6 months because I read every goddamn email. So send that $3.5 hour. What was it? $400? Send that to me. You know what? Send it to me. We'll put it up next week. Don't Photoshop it. Don't bullshit it. I will figure it out. Send it. I'll check with Uber if you really earn $375 in 3.5 hours. My offer stands. What is the offer? I don't know. Chat's flying today. I can't fucking pay attention to it. Anyway, all right. So that was good. Good show. Got something going. Okay. Well, Curbivore, let's mention it. Go ahead. You start and then I'll.
Yeah. So April 11th, Friday, just a couple of weeks away, actually. Let me see. What, two and a half weeks or something like that? Yeah. 2.5 weeks. You can come and hang out in downtown LA. Both Sergio and myself are going to be there. So we'll probably do a couple of fun things and hang out and enjoy, hang out, see everybody, talk to different people. And, you know, if you want to see some of the execs of some of these companies and some of the speakers that are going to be there, it's a great spot to check out. So again, it's downtown LA on April 11th, link in the description. You can grab your tickets and get like a massive discount. I think it's like $5. So
$5, free food, free drinks. It's really great food, I'm telling you. Show up. It starts at 8:30. Can start with coffee and donuts and then go all lunch and then hang out and talk to us. And we have giveaways coming up. So Chris is going to be there, first time in 4 years. I'm going to be there. And it's a fun event. It really is. Hopefully the weather holds up, but irregardless, we would love to see you. So go to that link. What link is it? Is it Eventbrite? I don't even
know. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's in the description, so you can check that out.
Go to the link, click on it, and on checkout, put Sergio5. If you put Sergio5, you get it for $5. I mean, I'm telling you, you're going to eat at least $20 worth of food. So, so there you go. Show up. We'll be there. Thank you, guys. Much appreciated. Much love. Stay safe. Be healthy.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.